Day 7 of the trial. The place is mobbed because Phil Kenemer's testimony is going to take place. Another 100 moved to the second floor. Court administrators and media would take their chair with them when they had to leave the courtroom. Some people would pose as reporters. Seating capacity 400, but on that day, day 7, no less than 500. That's the way it was.
The courtroom was absolutely packed. People were scrambling to get in. When they opened up the courthouse, it was a mob. People were scrambling to get to the courtroom to find a good seat, and everybody wanted to sit up front. Seats were limited, which is why a lot of these reporters were taking seats so that at least they'd have something to sit down on and they wouldn't have to stand the whole time. This place was a madhouse.
Dr. Jack Menninger of Topeka, Kansas, is called to the stand. He says that Phil is unable to distinguish right from wrong. They brought in Dr. Werner, says Phil could determine right from wrong. Judge Hurst clears the courtroom. People were trying to occupy seats and sell them for $1. So finally, Phil Kenemer is on the stand.
Phil explains the story of what happened that night. He explains how there was a struggle for the gun, that it was all self-defense, that he had shot John Gorell because he pulled the gun on Phil. And Phil was in that mode of survival, so he shot him. But then the question comes up, why did you shoot him twice in the head? And about a minute after the first shot. So was it really self-defense? I don't believe it was. I believe that Phil found a way to kill him, and he did so that night. The gun was there. John wasn't around. It was perfect. The perfect crime.
And then the defense rests. Mossy Holmes, Tulsa School Board of Education. Phil was 14, tested as an 18-year-old. They were trying to show how smart he was. Gertrude Hart, secretary at Casha Hall. Phil had scored a 117 plus compared to the normal rating of 100. Moss tries to prove the test is too simple to no avail. So we have both sides going here. We want to show how smart Phil was.
I believe Phil was very smart. I believe that he was just bored and needed something really challenging to do. And that made him look bad in other people's eyes because he just couldn't hold a job. I believe that that job was too simple. He wanted something a little more complicated. He wanted something more challenging. And I don't think he was challenged. So now the prosecution comes in and says, no, Phil's pretty smart. They pretty much show all his test scores and how smart a guy he is, which really puts holes in the defense team's story.
Right. And then I pick up these names from your book. C.C. Jelks, the director of Sand Springs Vocation Education, testifies Phil attended the school for 5 years. Vocation education. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that was before they moved to Tulsa, I believe. And I think Phil was pretty young when he went to school there.
He said that Phil knew the difference between right and wrong. And Dr. G.W. Robinson of Kansas City, superintendent of the State Hospital for the Insane of Missouri.
They brought him in.
Recall that. Mm-hmm. And felt Phil was sane on the night of the murder based on the testimony of the court. Dr. B.W. Griffin, the medical superintendent of the Norman Insane Hospital, also felt Phil was sane at the time of the murder. And Dr. Felix N. Adams, superintendent of the Veneta State Insane Hospital, I emphasize that, that's the way they refer to those hospitals, also feels that Phil is sane. Then we have testimony, Dr. C.C. Knobloch, a chemist from Tulsa, talks about the two bullet holes in the head of John Gorell. That's when you were alluded to, if it was self-defense, why did it take another minute for Phil to fire the second shot?
They were looking at the coagulation of the blood from John Gorell's head, and there was some nonsense that because of the two bullet holes that it made the letter K for Kenemer, and that Phil had something to do with that, which was just simply nonsense. But I think it was just more fodder for speculation and just adding to the circus media of this trial. But they said that if it was really self-defense, the blood had already coagulated by a minute or so. Why was there a second shot? I mean, the guy was probably dead. So really, if it was just one shot, it would be self-defense. But two shots, we question that.